You are now listening to the Purpose Edit podcast.
You got to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to have the ability to self-assess, and not everybody has the ability to self-assess.
You don't necessarily have to like school to be successful in school. You just have to know how to play the game and finesse it and get through it.
Welcome to the Purpose Edit podcast. This is a short yet powerful conversation designed to help you do three things that can ultimately change the trajectory of your life. One, discover your purpose. Two, walk in your purpose. And three, ultimately fulfill your purpose. I am your host, Coach Vic, and I'm joined as always by my lifelong friend, my brother, the educator, Dr. Shane Calhoun. Shane Calhoun, what up, homie?
Yo, yo, what up? What's going on?
Oh, man, another day, another dollar. You look like you're vibrant today. Like, this isn't the slow moving. It's been a long day. Today seems like a refreshed day. What's up? What's new?
No, I'm tired.
You hit the lottery?
No, I'm tired as shit, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Taking it till you make it?
Huh? I don't know if the other days are slow and vibrant as you described. I think you know.
Are you gonna tell me what I experienced?
Listen, it's your world, brother. You have it. You have it. We've been throwing darts since we've been on, so I'm just gonna come in peace today and just have good conversation. That's all I'm here for.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Look, while we at it, let's go ahead and do one important thing, because today's episode, we got a special guest. We got a special guest and longtime friend. People, when I tell you, we haven't seen this young man, and I say young man because we're all young men, in 20 years. 20 years, it's been that long. But the funny thing is, when I talked to him the other day, it was like we picked up straight out of sixth period, like we just left. You know what I mean? Our guest today, who's going to be joining us on the show, is Mr. John Collier, born and raised originally in Orlando, like Shane and I. Well, Shane's not from Orlando, but he claims it.
Yeah.
This young man, this special guest, has been in several industries, everything from hospitality to restaurants to now he's a real estate investor. He and his brother flip multiple properties. They have Airbnbs all over Florida. And most importantly, he still finds time to give back and is an avid volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. Folks, please give a big round of applause to our special guest, Mr. John Collier. John, what's up, man?
That's an introduction right there. That's what I'm talking about. If I could get that everywhere I went, just walk into a grocery store and like, here I am. I'm like,
hey, listen, for the right price, I can be hired out. I am not opposed to making that a stream of income.
I like that.
All I need is a few notes to give me something to say every time you walk into a space, and I guarantee you.
I got you.
That's what's up, man. Good to see you, man.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing? Life is good. Life is busy. Life is life.
Life.
But, you know, you make the best out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, but you make the best out of it.
That's right.
Look at a positive side of life, always.
That's good.
Wake up with an attitude of gratitude, baby.
Let me ask you this, right? I would like to believe that, Shane, you tell me this, if this is how you feel. I'd like to believe that Shane and I have not changed much from who we were back in the day in high school. We all went to school together. Do you feel like you've changed much from 20 years ago?
Oh, without even, like, I'm black and white. Like, I mean, I'm completely different human being.
Really?
Absolutely. I was a young little punk back then. Now I'm like, I'm an adult. I have responsibilities. You know, I have, you know, life. I got all that stuff that goes into life. So absolutely. Yeah. I've 100% changed, but for the better. I'm more mature and more thinking about the future and my consequences of my actions, that's life. You got to make those decisions, and every day you get chances and choices, and you got to make the best out of each one of those. Yeah. Absolutely.
Love that. Shane, do you think you've changed? You think we've changed much?
I think yes. As men, just like Jonathan said, as you know, you grow up and you mature. I think what hasn't changed much is our relationship and how we interact. And through that maturity, I think, is very much intact from 20 years ago, my God. But I think all of us have. I know I'm awake more now.
or more tired. Like I need a nap. I'm like, yeah. Man, what is going on? It's like
maybe in that regard, I didn't change because I was a notorious sleeper in high school.
Oh, there you go.
So I don't know. But yeah, man, it's a part of life. I read a quote the other day that if you're in the same place you were a year ago, you should probably slap the shit out yourself or something like that.
100%.
That's not what they said, but I said.
Well, I mean, if your dreams aren't scaring the shit out of you, you're not big enough.
Yeah. You're not dreaming big enough.
You're not big enough. I got a lot of quotes. I got a lot of quotes. I think that will help people.
And we want all of them.
Oh, I got a lot. I wrote them all down. Let's get at it.
So let's jump into it then.
Yes, sir.
John, we ask every single guest as a staple on this show, Purpose Addicts, we want to understand what they're most passionate about. How did they come to discover their purpose? So if you could, give our guests the high level. What are you most passionate about?
Helping and inspire people to become the best version of themselves every day. I don't care who it is. If I'm a stranger, you know, my family, my friends, I always inspire them to become the best version of themselves. If you're not doing that, what are you doing? Like, mm-hmm. you know, get busy living or get busy dying kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. that's it, you know? And I constantly like throw myself out there, getting on podcasts. I go out, I've done some like self-defense classes. I've done some like, I've gotten a UFC, like, you know, grappling. Cause it's like, if you're not growing, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're a stale plant. You're a plant in a 2-foot pot, and that's it. That's as far as you can grow. But you put yourself outside, and you know, it's forever. And there's no limit to how big you can grow and what you can learn. Always learn, always grow. Never stop.
Yeah.
Never stop helping people, and never be too humble to help people.
Yeah,
I don't care who you are.
Now, just when did you come to that realization that growth was important? It was an imperative. Did you always have that mindset, or did it come later in life?
It kind of started with my mom, to be completely honest. I was very, very close to my mom. I was a caretaker. We kind of started through breast cancer, went through all that. Then she got a little bit of break. She got 6 months, and then she got hit with Parkinson's. And you just, when you see Parkinson's hit the favorite person in your whole life, you know, it's your mom. Like, that's the only person that wakes up in the morning is like, how's Shane? You know, how's everybody? How's your life? You know, they're the only ones that care about you. When you lose them, it's kind of like a perspective that life is short. She was only 69. She was young. Wow. And telling you, it makes you really, even going through breast cancer, I was telling a friend at Habitat today, you walk into a room, it's a room full of beds. As soon as somebody gets up, somebody sits back down, you're just like,
oh,
God bless for my life. I got health. I have happiness. I am good. Like, really, you really start appreciating just the little things in life. Everybody appreciates, oh, good, I get to wake up tomorrow. Yeah, there's probably 10,000 people that aren't going to wake up tomorrow. So that you get the ability to wake up tomorrow, you're the 1%. And you're there for a reason. You're for a reason. Yeah. You're alive for a reason.
That's good.
And so that's the beautiful thing about life. It's
it's
fragile. It's very fragile. You could be dying tomorrow. So live every day as it's your purpose and try to help as many humans as you can. That's what I feel like my purpose is, honestly. Like joining Habitat, just I want to help people. Yeah. Maybe I might say something that might connect with them. And that may be like, you know what? You're right. Life isn't so bad. It's like I was telling you the first day we talked. You don't have bad days. You just have bad moments within a day.
Within a day.
And it's how you transpire from each one of those moments. If you want your day to be bad, you wake up, you say your day is going to be bad, I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Yeah.
You're going to have a bad day. If you wake up and say, it's a beautiful day to be alive, I am blessed, I have the people around me that care about me, I mean, what's better?
And that kind of segues on, we didn't do it, which is cool. When I was thinking about this week, blew my mind. And it's the idea and the power of words. and how you think and doing the work. So 100%. I wouldn't say dry. It's been nothing new's popped up. So Monday I came in and I got a phone call about doing a professional development. I'm like, all right, cool. We could run the play.
Let's go.
I get another call Thursday. Can you do a professional development? This in the morning. It's a bigger one. I said, oh, Lord, what the heck? So I said, all right, usually this comes in threes. So, you know, you got another one for me. And that was like at 4 o'clock on my drive home. I kid you not. 7 o'clock that night, another one. And I went downstairs and I was telling my wife about the power of words. And then this morning, another two. And then I said that she said, I guess it wasn't about the threes. And I said, it wasn't about the three. It's just mindset. About the momentum of when things start rolling, they roll. But if you don't stay in it long enough, if you don't continue to pursue and keep doors open and just stay on it, you don't even got to be hungry. Just stay on it. It's going to work out, man.
Yeah. So, network.
Perspectives. Yeah.
And network. That's all it's all about. It's just becoming the best version of your human
best
self.
Best version of yourself.
Everybody thinks they have unlimited time. We're not immortal. I wish we were. I wish we were. I wish my mom was. I wish my dog was. I lost my dog last week.
Oh,
it's life. But he's 17. You know, he lived a good life.
A good life. It was cool,
I know he did. He was loved. He was cared for.
Yeah.
And he got to chase squirrels. He was happy as can be. And I know he was. Yeah. I know he was. I know
excellent.
He was.
All right. Well, John, let's do this, man. You know, one of the things that we try to do is for our audience, bring purpose to life. We, through shared experiences, our own as well as guests like yourself, we try to help our audience to discover, walk in, and or fulfill their purpose. And so we're going to have a conversation today about a topic that a lot of people understand, have heard of, or may not even be aware of the power that exists within it. And what we're talking about is the power of a pivot, you know, and for you as a guest, your intro, right? Learning a little bit about some of the things you've done up to this point, you've dabbled in so many things and you intentionally seek out new experiences and new opportunities, which I would like to believe calls for you to have multiple pivots in life, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to dive in. John, what I want you to think about and share with our audience is, in addition to your experience of being a caregiver for your mother, think about a moment where you were forced to pivot. What did you learn in that moment? Share with us that moment. What did you learn in that pivot?
I mean, honestly, that's every single day of my life. I try to force myself to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because that's life. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. To be someone you've never been, you have to do something you've never done.
Yep.
It's 100%. It's true. If you're not growing, what are you doing? Like, what are you, why? Like, why wake? I don't want to say why to wake up in the morning, but like, what is your purpose? You have to constantly be growing. Like both of you guys are boastingly, I love that you guys are doing this podcast because you're just trying to help people. And that's literally Habitat. That's Habitat for Humanity. We get a huge group of people. Like today we had Disney and Hilton.
Wow.
It's divide and conquer. We have four houses going on right now. We're in off Bethune, which is, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Winter Garden, obviously you are, but we're slowly building up the community. Like we painted two houses today. We have three houses that we just finished. We have three more that we're about to finish. People don't understand, I guess people think that, you know, Habitat, they just give you a house. No, they do not just give you a house.
What's that process look like?
Oh, well, you got to apply. You have to actually get granted. And you have to do 250 hours of community service. You have to take probably 5 or 6 literacy classes, home ownership literacy, landscaping literacy, financial literacy. It's because once they get you to own these houses, they want you to keep them forever and pass them down to your children and learn how to own a house, obtain a house, and you know, make it a home.
Let me pick your brain on something.
All right.
thinking about someone making a pivot, right? A lot of times when you pivot, it's a change of direction. And it takes a little bit for momentum to pick back up, right? You were headed one way and you had momentum and decided to change direction. So it takes a little bit for inertia to kick in. Now, if we relate this to life.
I would.
Go ahead.
I would argue that the direction is the wrong word. And the reason why I cannot remember why the hell I presented this topic. And at the time, I was at the side of my house taking out the trash and it was burning my butt. So I remember where I was, but I don't remember what it was. And I have the idea I have of it is, as all of you know, I do music. I've been writing music for years. And I think one of the things that I'm realizing is that I may have to shift from music producer to embracing the role of content creator. Where that doesn't mean I'm not making music no more, but I'm doing so much more. I'm doing video, I'm doing page, I'm constantly creating content, which just happens to incorporate music. And the idea of it is scary to me. Like, am I quitting on my dream? Am I turning my back? So when I say change of direction, I think that's too big. I think for me, the pivot is the change of thought.
Absolutely.
100%. Change your thinking, you change your life.
So you don't feel like, you don't feel like making this change from music producer to content creator is a pivot?
No, it's 100% a pivot. But what's causing the direction change is just simply the thought. Mm. The thought changes the direction. The thought changes the action. The mindset changes the approach. The mindset changes the habits. The things, the thinking about it differently. Here's another idea. And I'm not in your pockets when I say this, John. I'm just throwing this out here. I said to one of my students this week, man, I had a conversation with two millionaires this week. It's going to be number three now. I don't know if John's a millionaire, but I'm throwing it out there.
I am.
Okay. Damn. So
it took a lot of work, though, I promise.
Yeah.
It didn't help me overnight. I wish it did.
Actual facts, right? When I said this to him, right, he said to me, man, you better be asking them to invest in something. If you talk to me 2 years ago, I might have thought that. My thought was, hell nah, bro. You need to understand how they think, what they're doing. How did they get there? Yep. But again, that's a change of thought. That's a change of how I perceive, quote unquote, money, wealth, if it's even that. It's a change of thought. So I think with the change of thought, with the change of mind, comes a change of direction, comes a change of everything else.
You know, we've been all this time, we've been, I don't want to say brainwashed, but we've been conditioned to think of a pivot in the physical sense. And that's why I said change of direction.
No, I understand. And there is, it's here. It's
but the body can't go where the mind doesn't tell it. So the pivot starts up here.
I heard a lady built a house off watching YouTube videos. The information is there.
That's
if you want to learn it, libraries are free. You can get a library card for $0 and you can learn everything.
I can hang with anybody and learn anything I need to know about them by what comes up in their YouTube ads.
Correct. No, you're right. 100%. You're right.
It's true. Or your Facebook ads. We'll know it.
You know what I'm saying? What you're focusing your time on? What you focus your time on? If I look for something red, all I'm going to find
you're
gonna is
red. You're going to
see something. If I look at blue, I don't
you're
see red.
Gonna
I see
find blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
You only see what you focus your time. If you look for money, that's all you focus on. That's your muscle. Trust me. You will find money. It's crazy. People just, I wish I could explain it, but I'm telling you, once you change your mindset and you've got the hustle, people just pop out of nowhere. Like, hey, I want to give you money. You're like, what? Who are you, man? Like, I don't even know who you are, bro. Like, but yeah, let's get at it. You know, that's kind of how it is.
Here's another example. So throw John in the pot. It took us a long time to get the pod going. Once we got the pod going, reconnected with Sabrina, reconnected with Daniel, between the both of us, 2, 3, 4 businesses, switched jobs, both of us. It just starts with the thought, just starts with how you think, what you're thinking about, and it just changes everything.
And also you need to, you know one of the 8 most dangerous words in the English alphabet are?
Let me write that down. Go ahead.
What will they think? What will they say?
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about what other people think and other people say. I promise they don't care. They will wake up in the morning and worry about how you're doing. Worry about, point your notes. That's what you got to worry about. Point your damn notes.
The 8 most dangerous words in the English alphabet are,
they are.
What will they say?
And tell me wrong.
What will they think?
Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's the truest statement. I heard that, and I gave me goosebumps. I'm like,
I just got it.
I'm finna steal like an artist. That's mine now, buddy.
Stop worrying about what people think about you, because I promise they don't.
Yeah.
Once you understand how much people think about you, you'll stop worrying about what people think about you. John, it's true.
And it's never really accurate.
I wish I could learn that in high school.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in high school, that's all you care about.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Oh, am I blocking? What's this? Is the coach thinking I'm, am I doing a good? No. Worry about number one.
Doing the job.
That's it.
You became a real estate investor now. Was real estate investor plan A? I'm assuming not.
No, absolutely not. So
how did you become a real estate investor? Like, so there are people in our audience who aspire to want to do that. I mean, literally today, I had a conversation with my sister kind of about the same topic. She's wanting to branch off into that world. So help our audience.
I got you.
How do you become a real estate investor?
There's an acronym within real estate. It's called Burr Method. And it's called, the Burr Method is, it's B-R-R-R-R.
Burr.
Yeah, Burr. Buy, renovate, rent out, refinance, rinse and repeat. That's it.
One more time for the people in the back that weren't paying attention. So,
purchase a property, which you can buy. I can tell you 5 different ways you can purchase a property.
There's okay,
hard money. Buy, renovate, rent, refinance, repeat. Do that over and over again. That's how you get property. Because once you own a property, it's no longer a liability. It's now an asset, but that's what it is. It's the Burr Method. I mean, you can ask anybody in real estate. Hmm. Everybody knows the Burr Method.
Real estate is the fastest way to become a millionaire, which a lot of people want to do, right? A lot of people want to get to. A lot of people want to get to that status, right?
Of course.
But for somebody who is not pursuing real estate right now, they're going to have to pivot. Right. And there's got to be a mentality that comes with that. They need to be prepared mentally for making this kind of an adjustment in a pivot. That's the reason why a pivot is so crucial. So what does the mentality need to look like? What can a person do to prepare themselves mentally for pivoting and changing directions, just as you have in your career?
Very simple. You got to determine you got to sacrifice. And you got to determine your priorities, what you wanted to do in life. If you can, because you're going to have to cut back. If you put every single dollar, I mean, there's other ways to like leverage your money too, but other than real estate, but it's just, you're going to have to dial back your life, your living expenses, your living, your lifestyle, all that stuff. But I promise in the end, it's 1,000% worth it. 1,000% worth it. It really is.
All right, look here. We obviously could go all night, but we can't for the sake of our families, and we promise we would stick to this time frame. But John,
yes, sir.
First off, thank you for coming on the show and giving just a couple of nuggets. What are you signaling to me?
Three things.
I got you. I got you, Shane. I got you, Shane.
Yes, sir.
So he keeps me on point. What he was signaling is one of our snippets. Don't worry, I'm going to get there. But I at least wanted to acknowledge you giving us this time, your family. We appreciate you donating this time away from them to help our audience and even to help us share info, right? Because information really is power. But 100%. We also have a staple as a part of the Purpose at Its podcast that we ask every guest. And so what we want to understand about you is tell us three people you listen to, you seek advice from, and why those people are important for you to tap into.
Man, that's a good question. There are a lot of people that are within real estate or just they're maybe in a different industry, but they're in a different level.
Yeah.
Because listen, I only take advice from people that are at that level.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, otherwise, what, you know, it could be a bunch of, you know, made up stuff. I don't know. You know, you never know, but that's really what it comes out. Three people. I mean, I wish I could, if my mom was alive, 100% my mom, she was a very kind and she gave great advice. She really did.
Yeah.
She was a good human and I miss her very much. The other two, I don't know. It'd probably be, jeez, I don't know. That's a great question.
You work hand in hand with your brother. Do you take advice from your brother?
I mean, you know how that works. I mean, of course I do, but we, you know, I'm not one to like, okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah. No, I'm going to give my opinion.
Yeah.
You're going to understand it or you're going to object against it. And if you object against it, you got to at least give me a reason why. You know, you can't just be like, I don't like, or find a solution. Don't just give me a problem. Give me a damn solution. Otherwise, it's not a problem. You know, it's like that, you know, yeah, go ahead.
If you can't think of two other people, potentially think of two other resources. Some of our guests have named books, podcasts, other resources that they go to.
I was just going to say, I mean, every morning I watch a motivational, it gets your mindset. When you wake up, get your mind right.
Yeah.
Get your mind. I watch a lot of, this guy named John Rahm. There's just a handful you know, Grant Cardone has his little secrets and all of it. You know, those people that have gotten to that level, you've got to respect them. I mean, listen, the dude has like 20 apartment complexes. You got to listen to the guy. I mean,
he might be doing something.
He might be doing something, right. So I'll listen to you, you know, and whoever it might be, but I listen to a lot of podcasts. I do to help me constantly train my mind to think differently, to understand things differently, to maybe be more humble, be more kind. You know, like sometimes you get worked up in the day-to-day battles of life.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that other people are going through, good Lord.
Yeah.
Times 10, you know, times 10. And you got to understand, you know, sometimes the ministry of presence is sometimes the best thing in the whole planet. Just understanding, it's like the difference between time and presence are two different things. You can have someone's time, but if they're on their phone, they're on a laptop the whole damn time,
they're not present.
They're not present.
They're not present.
Go to work. Like, what are you doing here? Like, don't even be here.
I'm so glad you said that. Shane, absolutely. I've been wanting to talk to you about your presence that you've been giving me. I feel like there's an opportunity for you to be more present with me.
No, yo, it's funny you say that because I had a conversation with God today and I almost posted it on Facebook.
Oh.
And he told me to tell people,
yes, sir,
if you're looking for the friend that's going to check in with you weekly and always be there, I'm not the guy. But if you need a friend that you can call at 3 a.m. that's going to answer, I'm that guy.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Within moderation. Yeah.
That's because he's awake.
Yeah.
That's because he's awake and he can't turn his brain off.
Yeah.
Well, man, or
any other time if you need an heir, I'm the guy. But to say that I'm gonna keep up with you, like I had to call my mom. I haven't talked to her in a week. And
you gotta stop doing that.
Thank you.
Call her. I promise there's gonna be a day.
Yes, that I wish I could. Right now I have a bi-weekly reminder to call my grandparents in my calendar.
Everyone, because one day,
yes,
they won't answer the phone.
I believe and I value that. So to say, Vic, your presence, I love you, but you got to call me, bro.
Hey, at least he's honest.
He is. That is one thing. That is one thing he is, if nothing else.
Yeah, that's honest. You got to call me, bro. I'll answer, man.
He's a teacher. He has to be real. Otherwise,
you know.
You know, you lose discipline, and then, especially being a music teacher, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's all about discipline and consistency. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's life. You know, like
absolutely.
You said the big C word, and that's the word of the year: consistency. There's not an area, a profession, a path that you can go that you will succeed if you're not consistent.
Yeah,
1,000%, or discipline,
Yeah.
If you don't have discipline or consistency,
or a
positive mindset, or, I mean, there's like five pillars of, or six or seven which I live in. You know, it's being patient, having a positive mindset, being consistent, have an appreciation for life, having discipline as well, and also, you know, just wanting to learn and help people. That's the pillars of life. Otherwise, you know, if you're not helping someone, just like you, you're a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's your whole purpose.
Literally to help people become the best version of themselves.
Or to maybe they might be going through a rough time and you traject their life to be. And that's the most beautiful thing in the whole world is when somebody realizes that they have a purpose.
What middle school did you go to?
I went to Lakeview.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to Lakeview, and then I went to Windermere Elementary, and so I grew up in Windermere, Winter Garden area.
Winter Garden.
Yeah, yeah, and West Orange. So.
Yeah.
Good old
random question. I just thought about it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's do this. We always end the show with a couple of segments. The first is what we call our footwork segment. This is a chance for guests to throw out anything that you're promoting. Some guests are writing books, they're launching podcasts, they're doing a number of different things. This is a great time to share with our audience how they can find you, how they can connect with you. So if you got anything to share with our audience, John, we'd love to help promote what you're doing.
I mean, I have my Facebook page, I have my Instagram. I'm like you guys, I'm inspired by you guys. I want to start my own podcast because your words might make a difference. One word, one sentence might resonate with somebody and change the whole trajectory of the life. And that's like, what else is better than that? Is helping understand someone's purpose. It's, you know, the people have two times in a life, the day they're born and the day they realize they're born. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
No, the day they realize why they're born, why they're alive. That's it.
Yeah.
Once you learn your purpose, life is a beautiful thing. It really is. Because you're not working. You're helping people. Yeah. And if your purpose is to make money, I'm going to be honest. You're already on the wrong path. It's about helping. Because there's another saying, like, money doesn't buy happiness. Happiness buys money.
Mm.
Because when you're happy, you're making money. I promise. If you're in a negative mindset and all you're looking at is negative, you're not gonna make money. Yeah, all you're gonna look at is all the terrible stuff in life.
That's for sure.
It's just a sad thing. But yeah, I'm trying to start a podcast, and you know,
we can help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, I love it. I love it.
So we'll be continuing the conversation, John. All you got to do, say the word, baby. We'll help you flesh it out. We've helped a couple of our guests do the same.
I'm in. I actually teamed up with a friend that just started a platform. You guys might be interested in this. It's to essentially help with your social media output. You make one click and it goes to all of your social media instead of having to do everyone individually.
Yeah.
You do. It just makes your life easier.
Multi-stream. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Love that. All right. Yeah. Shane, footwork time, what you got going on?
Just working. Continue to hit the socials at Creating Hustle 1440 on Facebook, on Twitter, on Facebook, on TikTok. TikTok's a big one. Matter of fact, TikTok and YouTube at Creating Hustle 1440. TikTok on YouTube, IG too, but all socials. But the one I'm working on is TikTok. I am like 400 follows away from reaching a milestone on TikTok. So
I got you.
Appreciate you.
I'll be one more.
Yes.
That's what's up.
I got you. That's everybody should be helping each other.
Like, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if you don't appreciate it, like their page, mm-hmm. share their page. You understand what that helps with their algorithm?
Yeah.
It's people don't understand. No. It helps a lot.
And just it doesn't take much.
One click. Help them out. Help your boy out. You know what I'm saying? Help your boy Shane out. Let's get to that 1,000. You know what I'm saying?
What you got, Vic?
So I'm opening up my coaching cohort March 1st. That is the launch date. So if you are looking for a leadership development coach, a sales coach, a diversity, equity, and inclusion coach, I am your man, as I help leaders and organizations create high performance through growth, through strategy, right? Through consistency. So March 1st, be on the lookout. I'll be announcing that on all my socials. You can find me, Coach Vic 20, on all my socials on IG. Coach Vic 20, that's my number back in the day, man. That's been my lucky number for life. So I can't wait to help so many people. I got a couple of people that have already reached out. So that cohort is going to be small. Spaces are limited. That's for sure. So, John, again, we thank you for joining us, man. This has been a great conversation, experience. It was so good to catch back up with you. We end every show with a quote. A word of the day, a word of wisdom. And based on today's conversation and what you've done, I think this quote makes the most sense. You get what you work for, not what you wish for. Mm. You get what you work for, not what you wish for. People, you have to put in the work. There is no other recipe than that. Sure. But if you do put in the work, success is on the other end of that for sure. As always, if you haven't already, like, subscribe, share the show. We are the Purpose Addicts. All we want to do is help you to live life on purpose. I'm Coach Vic. That's Doc. That's John Collier. We out.
Sir.
Take it easy.
And I think a lot of times everybody's not going to understand your vision, your walk, your purpose, your desires, your dreams, your goals. And they don't have to, because I'm going to tell you a secret. Everybody ready? It's yours. It don't belong to them. It ain't they teeth to brush. Ain't they armpits to put deodorant on. It's yours.
This message is for anyone who is not answering the calling on their life. I want you to take note of something. That one thing, that one talent, that one gift you have, that idea that could give birth to a solution that possibly brings harmony to the world will never get the chance to breathe life if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. That's right, I said, if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. Too many times we settle for good things when we can have God things. And purpose is a God-given gift. Not everybody fulfills their purpose. Not everybody discovers it. Not everybody walks in it. But if you're willing to give up the good things to get to the God things, well, baby, I promise you, purpose, that's for you.
Failure is a part of success. I heard that somewhere. I didn't make that one. Failure is a part of success.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say, you could try 10 times. And you may not get it to your ninth, but what if that ninth try or that 10th try is the one that gets you that million? Instead of looking at what we have on the inside and utilizing our tools, we always look in other places and try to pull from there, when most of the time it's right here inside of you. There are no problems. There's only solutions. Let's just be in a habit of fixing things or finding a way out.
My favorite quote that I learned is that fear does not stop death, it stops life.
It stops us from living. And I need you. We all need you to live. Will you do it?